Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Thursday, February 13, 2025.
China's rural banking sector shakeup. China's banking sector is undergoing a dramatic transformation as rural banks merge to create larger institutions, valued at around 57 trillion yuan, or about $8 trillion. This move aims to tackle the challenges posed by nearly 4,000 small banks, many of which are burdened by heavy debts from provincial governments. In 2024, over 290 rural banks and cooperatives have already combined, marking the largest wave of mergers since the early 2000s. With slowing loan growth and a rise in non-performing loans, especially due to a property crisis, the newly formed Liaoning Rural Commercial Bank has integrated 36 struggling local lenders. As of the third quarter of 2023, rural commercial banks reported a bad loan ratio of 3.04%, nearly double the overall sector average. While analysts believe the banking system remains relatively healthy after years of cleanup, some experts caution that merging troubled banks may only create larger institutions with unresolved issues. These mergers are part of broader reforms aimed at stabilizing the rural banking sector and addressing the risks posed by smaller, troubled banks. What does this mean for everyday citizens in rural China?
Ukraine's strategic mineral resources. Ukraine is working to secure ongoing military support from the United States by tapping into its rich mineral resources, particularly rare earth elements. This effort comes amid a fierce struggle for sovereignty against Russia, which began with a full-scale invasion on February 24, 2022. President Zelensky and his chief of staff, Yermak, are highlighting the potential of these untapped resources, including lithium and titanium. Currently, Ukraine's mineral sector contributes significantly to its economy, but much of its wealth remains inaccessible due to the conflict. The European Commission sees Ukraine as a key supplier of important materials, which could boost the European economy if Ukraine joins the European Union. U.S. President Trump is interested in negotiating a deal to ensure continued support for Ukraine, emphasizing the strategic importance of these resources in reducing reliance on foreign suppliers, especially China. As discussions unfold, the development of Ukraine's mineral wealth could reshape global relationships, impacting the dynamics between the U.S., Ukraine, and Russia.
Dutch Prime Minister boosts support for tech startups. Dutch Prime Minister Dick Schoof has unveiled new initiatives to support technology startups and attract venture capital in the Netherlands. Recent research shows that the tech sector is facing significant challenges, with fewer companies securing funding. Despite this, total venture capital funding for Dutch firms rose by 47% to 3.1 billion euros, placing the Netherlands fourth in Europe for investment. Schoof stressed the importance of creating a favorable environment to compete with the United States and China, mentioning plans to cut red tape and invest more in artificial intelligence. His commitment to enhancing the tech sector is vital for driving innovation and job creation. Notably, two Dutch companies achieved unicorn status in 2024, highlighting the potential for growth in this dynamic landscape.
New leaders nominated for U.S. financial agencies. The White House has unveiled exciting plans to nominate new leaders for key financial regulatory agencies in the United States. Jonathan McKernan, a former member of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, is set to take the helm at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, an agency dedicated to protecting consumers in finance. Jonathan Gould will lead the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, overseeing national banks and federal savings associations. Brian Quintenz is nominated as chairman of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, which regulates U.S. derivatives markets, including futures and options. These nominations come at a crucial time as the financial landscape is changing, especially regarding cryptocurrency regulations. McKernan's recent experience on the FDIC board positions him well for this transition. Gould, with his background in law and experience at the cryptocurrency firm Bitfury, offers valuable perspectives on digital currency regulation. If confirmed by the U.S. Senate, these nominees will play vital roles in shaping financial regulations that impact consumers and the broader market.
Netanyahu's warning on Gaza hostages. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warns that fighting in Gaza could restart if Hamas does not release more hostages by February 14, 2025. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened a major escalation if the hostage release is delayed. Tensions are rising as Hamas plans to postpone the next exchange of captives. Currently, 76 hostages are held after a terrorist attack by Hamas on October 7, 2023, which killed 1,200 people and led to the kidnapping of 250. Since Israel's military operations began, over 48,000 Palestinians have died, creating a severe humanitarian crisis for 2.3 million residents. Netanyahu emphasizes that if the hostages are not returned by the deadline, military operations will resume. The situation is further complicated by international dynamics, with Trump suggesting that neighboring countries like Jordan and Egypt should accept displaced Palestinians. Meanwhile, the Hostages' Families Forum urges Netanyahu to maintain the ceasefire to protect the hostages from further suffering.
Political struggle in Washington, D.C. In Washington, D.C., a fierce battle is underway as congressional Republicans work to advance President Donald Trump's tax agenda. With a slim majority in the House, internal disagreements are complicating their efforts to extend tax cuts from 2017. Some lawmakers from Democratic-leaning states are pushing for larger federal tax deductions, while hardline conservatives are demanding spending cuts to offset the proposed tax cuts, which could exceed $4 trillion. As the March 14th deadline for federal funding approaches, House Speaker Mike Johnson emphasizes the need for thorough negotiations to reach an agreement. Meanwhile, Democrats warn they may withhold support for temporary funding measures due to opposition to the Trump administration's controversial decisions. This ongoing negotiation is a critical test of Trump's influence over the Republican Party, as both the House and Senate aim to advance competing budget plans. Senate Republicans are pursuing a two-bill strategy to quickly enact Trump's priorities, including border security and military funding, while postponing more contentious tax issues. The ultra-conservative House Freedom Caucus has introduced its own budget resolution, raising concerns that focusing solely on Trump's agenda could alienate those calling for spending cuts. What does this mean for taxpayers? Stay tuned as this political drama unfolds.
Gold and silver prices surge amid trade tensions. Gold and silver prices are shining brighter as markets respond to ongoing trade tensions and fresh economic data from the United States. On February 13, 2025, spot gold jumped to $2,908.50 per ounce, reflecting a 0.2% increase, while U.S. gold futures rose 0.3% to $2,936.50. This surge follows President Donald Trump's announcement of mutual tariffs on countries that impose duties on U.S. imports, sparking concerns about a potential global trade war and rising inflation. Investors are turning to gold as a secure investment amid these uncertainties. The U.S. Consumer Price Index also showed an unexpected rise in January, prompting the Federal Reserve to maintain a cautious approach to interest rates. Meanwhile, silver prices climbed to $32.29 per ounce, with platinum and palladium also seeing gains. As discussions continue to resolve the ongoing war in Ukraine, precious metals like gold and silver remain attractive options for investors looking to navigate a volatile market.
U.S. intelligence warns of potential Israeli attack on Iran's nuclear program. U.S. intelligence agencies are sounding the alarm that Israel may soon launch a preventive military strike on Iran's nuclear facilities, possibly by mid-year 2025. This action could delay Iran's nuclear ambitions by weeks or months, but it also risks escalating tensions in the region. Reports indicate this situation stems from the end of the Biden administration and the beginning of the Trump administration, with the White House keeping quiet on the matter. Brian Hughes, a spokesperson for the National Security Council, emphasized that Donald Trump is committed to preventing Iran from developing nuclear weapons. While Trump prefers a diplomatic solution, he won't wait indefinitely for Iran to engage in talks. Intelligence suggests Israel may target Iran's Fordow and Natanz sites, believing a previous airstrike in October 2024 weakened Iran's defenses. The atmosphere is charged with uncertainty, as retaliatory strikes between Iran and Israel have intensified over the past year, particularly amid Israel's military actions in Gaza. Recent discussions in Geneva with Iran and key European nations aim to revive nuclear negotiations, highlighting the complexities of this geopolitical landscape.
Urgent call for climate action. Mark Howden, director of the Institute for Climate, Energy and Disaster Solutions at the Australian National University in Canberra, Australia, has made a powerful plea for climate action. Following a record-breaking year in 2024, he warns that countries with high greenhouse gas emissions like Australia must take significant steps to reduce their environmental impact. For the first time, global temperatures have risen above 1.5 degrees Celsius compared to pre-industrial levels, signaling a critical warning for our planet. This alarming trend indicates we are facing severe weather events like never before, with the last decade being the hottest on record. Howden stresses that rising temperatures are changing weather patterns and intensifying climate-related disasters. He urges Australia to harness its natural resources to lead in renewable energy and climate adaptation. Yet he expresses concern that Australia isn't fully utilizing its options to combat climate change. His message is clear. The time for immediate and effective action is now, as the future of our planet hangs in the balance.
Coinbase returned to India. Coinbase, a leading cryptocurrency exchange in the U.S., is set to return to the Indian market after a year-long pause. As India reevaluates its regulatory approach to digital currencies, Economic Affairs Secretary Ajay Seth emphasizes the need for a coordinated strategy that goes beyond borders. Many Indians are excited about cryptocurrencies, despite strict regulations and high trading taxes, highlighting a strong demand for clearer rules. Coinbase's comeback could ignite competition in India's crypto market, driving innovation and offering consumers more choices. However, the complex regulatory landscape will play a key role in the success of Coinbase discussions with Indian authorities. These developments reflect a global trend where regulatory clarity is crucial as countries adapt to the rise of digital currencies. What does this mean for the future of cryptocurrency trading?
Chevron's tough choices amid financial struggles. Chevron is making tough choices as it faces significant financial challenges. The major U.S. oil company, based in Houston, Texas, plans to cut 15 to 20% of its workforce, impacting around 6,000 to 8,000 employees. This decision follows a loss of $248 million last year, a stark contrast to the $1.15 billion profit in 2023. Mark Nelson, Chevron's vice chairman, emphasized that these layoffs are necessary to simplify operations and enhance competitiveness. Employees will have buyout options available until April or May 2025. The company's fuel business has struggled, leading to this difficult decision. These layoffs could affect local economies and job rates in the areas where Chevron operates. As the oil industry grapples with fluctuating prices and declining profits, Chevron plans to announce a new leadership structure soon. What does this mean for the future of the oil industry and the communities it serves?
Elon Musk's controversial bid for OpenAI. Elon Musk has made headlines with his jaw-dropping $97.4 billion offer to acquire OpenAI, a nonprofit based in San Francisco. This bold move raises eyebrows, especially since Musk previously sued OpenAI, arguing its assets should stay within a charitable trust instead of being privatized for profit. Co-founded by Musk in 2015 with CEO Sam Altman, OpenAI aims to develop friendly artificial intelligence for the benefit of humanity. Musk's bid sparks important questions about the ethics of making AI private, particularly after the success of OpenAI's ChatGPT. Many see this as an attempt to gain control over a competitor in the fast-paced AI field. This situation highlights the ongoing debate about balancing profit with public good in AI development. As this story unfolds, the implications of Musk's bid could significantly shape the future of AI governance.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's headphone news. News summary brought to you by AI.